Soktailik Mishnah Vaiter Mesechtes Trumais, Perik Ches, Mishnah Hei. Shir Hamayim Hamugulin Kadesha Toivad Bohem Hamar. If a snake put its venom into water, so sometimes you can see it. Sometimes there's enough water that the poison just gets diluted, it disappears. So our Mishnah is telling us if you have that amount of water, then it's okay. Because even if the snake drank from this and put in its venom, it's not going to hurt anyone. So shir hamayim hamagulin, uncovered water is aser, up until the amount kidei shetoivad behem hamara, that the poison, that the snake's venom would be lost in it. Mishnah Berurah says, Chazal knew how much that is. The Mishnah is not giving us an amount. Rabbi Yossi says, Bekelim kolshen. If the water is in a keli, any size keli, then it doesn't make a difference how much water you have there. It's going to be aser. But ubekarkais, if the water was left, megula, uncovered, in karka, in a pit, in the ground, abayim sa, then the shear is 40 sa. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi says about tenura. And if you have a mayan hamoshach, a wellspring doesn't stay in one place. The water keeps gushing out. Even a tiny amount of water is enough to be a mevatel the snake's venom. It just disappears. Furthermore, says about tenura, just like you're not allowed to drink water that was left uncovered, you're not allowed to give it your vehema to drink or to wash your face, hands and feet with it, or even to mix cement with it or lime, or to use it in any way whatsoever. So to put things into perspective, there really are two machloikis in here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. According to the Tanakama, even water less than 40 sa could be mevatel the snake's venom. And also according to the Tanakama, there's no chilek between mayim and a keli or mayim and a karka. Mayim and a keli also becomes batel. Rabbi Yossi holds, in kelim they never become batel, and in the karka where the cooling of the karka helps to neutralize the venom, here we say only in 40 sa. Maybe interesting to note, the Chazal tell us, Bixan Viseresh made a cheshbin when they put the snake's venom into the cup that Achashverosh was supposed to drink. They knew that the venom of a young snake sinks to the bottom. A middle-aged snake floats on top, then it sinks down to the bottom. But from an old snake, it floats on top. So they wanted something that will float on top, so Achashverosh will drink it right away, and you won't be able to see any evidence at the bottom. But of course, Mordechai, unknowing to them, heard every single word they said, and you know the rest of the story. We take a look over here in the Taisus Yom Tov and in the Melech HaShleima. There are several different pshatim in our Mishnah. Just the Melech HaShleima brings one pshat, that the Tanakam is actually saying just the opposite of how the Bat Tanur learns. According to this pshat, we touch the words this way. Shir hamayim hamagun. What's the shir of uncovered water? In other words, if there's a small amount of water, it's not a problem. Because if there's venom over here, I will see it. My problem is only if there's so much water that the venom is lost in it. Here you can't drink it because you can't take a chance. Maybe it's there, but you just don't see it.